With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Two new major incidents today in the Middle East. Two Iranian drones have hit near Dubai International Airport, wounding four people. However, officials say the airport remains open and flights are continuing. And a projectile hitting a cargo ship in the Strait of Hormuz, setting that vessel on fire after the United States had targeted Iranian mine-laying vessels. The United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations Center, which is run by the British military, says the ship had been hit just north of Oman in the strait. The crew has now safely evacuated. Experts say Iran is still attempting to destabilize oil markets.
Iran has continued its attacks on oil infrastructure in its Gulf Arab neighbors. Today, we saw a drone attack target Ruwais, which is a petrochemical plant city that's in the far western reaches of the United Arab Emirates. And this comes as already we've seen authorities in Bahrain, as well as Qatar, announced force majeure, saying that they're unable to meet the contractual obligations for their production.
Correspondent John Gambrell says Saudi oil companies are trying to compensate for Iran's interference.
We also heard from the CEO of Saudi Aramco, the kingdom's oil giant, who today said that they were trying to get up to maximum capacity in the east-west pipeline. That will take oil basically from the kingdom on the Persian Gulf all the way to the Red Sea, so it can get out to the public a different way.
Royal Canadian Mounted Police investigating after the United States consulate in Toronto was hit by gunfire Tuesday. No one was hurt. This is SRN News. There is trouble at the Maine Correctional Center. Michael Harrington explains what's going on.
According to an expose in the Sun Journal, a male inmate who is living as a woman has been placed in the women's prison and is terrorizing his fellow inmates. Several women who were serving time at the facility in Windham tell the newspaper that the man has sexually assaulted them. A growing number of mostly liberal states are placing men who are living as women into women's prisons over the objections of advocates and lawyers. Michael Harrington reporting.
This month's report by Rhode Island's Attorney General detailing decades of sexual abuse by Catholic clergy. It's giving survivors a sense of vindication while renewing calls for accountability and support. Investigation identified 75 members of the clergy who sexually abused more than 300 children since 1950. This is SRN News. A Catholic bishop has resigned in California after being charged with financial crimes.
San Diego County Sheriff's Office says it arrested Bishop Emmanuel Shaletta on March 5th at the San Diego International Airport as he tried to leave the country. The Sheriff's Office says it acted after someone from Shaletta's church provided a statement and documentation showing potential embezzlement from the church. Shaletta is being held on a $125,000 bail on embezzlement, money laundering, and aggravated white-collar crime charges. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
What a night last night in the NBA for Miami Heat star Bam Adebayo. He scored 83 points in that game. That is the second most in history. The record, of course, Wilt Chamberlain, who scored 100. More details, srnnews.com.